Rea Drush and Agaga, some understanding of Ila are here, as I mentioned a few weeks ago. We're going to spend a lot of time on Tfilah, on davening, and understanding the words and why we say it the way we say it. So, the Mitzvah Shem, over the next couple of weeks, we are going to be heading into an important topic. I'm going to try to get more of the oil here. So we're going to be heading into the topic of Kibbutz Avim, affecting our parents as they get older, and really working on it. Some important halacha questions that are coming up now as parents are getting older, and how to deal with them in different situations and cases. We'll go through the halacha, and I think it's really essential. It's not essential. It's the hardest mitzvah for us to do, and it means a lot of, at least if we learn it, it will be like we're being mekayem. So that's what we'll be spending time on, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully. I never know these days. It can change from day to day. But the plan is that starting next week, we're going to spend a couple of weeks on the mitzvahs of Kibbutz Avim. But for today, let's begin with a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. And we're going to spend a few minutes on some Divrei Agada. So the pasuk says like this, Vayas Moshe kashativa Hashem oisai, this is a pasuk before all the karbanos. So we read about the karbanos. We read the karbanos on Rosh Chodesh, Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, Mi'amar Taleim. That's the pasuk which is, you look at the sheet here, you see that the Archaim HaKadosh is going to ask the smichus, why is the parasha of Yehoshua being getting the smicha, now really taking over from Moshe Rabbeinu? And this is the beginning of that process. And right after that is Parshas of Rosh Chodesh. And that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh question. So let's go straight to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. We'll go through this quickly because nothing's that difficult. So Aruch Lagas, let me see the Parsha Kabbanis B'makam Tzeh Akam in Yeshua. What's the reason? Well, why B'makam Shetziv Al Kabbah? Why not Parshas Emma? We read Parshas Emma the first 2 days of Sukkot. And we went through all the Kabbanis over there. So if there's a reason for Yeshua to be near Karbanos, so it should be in Parshas Emma. I'm sorry, all the Karbanos, which is a question I'm sure all of you have asked. Well, why is it split up like that? You have Emar and then you have Pinchas. It should all be together. Let's have Emar, which is the Karbanos, and Pinchas, which is the Karbanos too, all in the same Parsha. So reading again. Lama see the parshas of Gans Makam Zat Achamin Ishul, but Lama Makam Jitziva Karbanos. We already have parshas of Gans in Amar. Keep it all together. Why is it split up? Shrei Mitzvah Zu Mukhrech Ata Loimer. When did they already have all the mitzvahs of Gans? Once the Mishkan was, once they put together up the Mishkan. Shenagam Shukam HaMishkan. The Yeshua Nismach. When did Yeshua get Smicha? Only in the last year. So this is totally out of order, says the Aruch Chaim. Ula Shabbat Loimer. Maybe you could say, maybe the pasuk is telling us, let's say Yeshua decided, I want to bring the carbon tum and I must have for my own money. We do know that the Gemara says that you could donate it and as a din of a tzibur, so maybe therefore lezeh say the mitzvah achamin Yeshua, the parish of Kabbanis of Pinchas, which is parishes of the Tamid, Sabbath Bnei Yisrael, parish of Tamid. Say the mitzvah achamin Yeshua b'tziva ba. No, it has to be Michel Tzibur. Sav es b'nei Yisrael. So it's a little bit of a dike. I mean, the Aruch Chaim himself is saying, like a b'derech efsher, that the whole reason why Parshas Pinchas Karbanis is after Yeshua, although it's really put it all together with Emar, is because Parshas and Karbanis is starting with Parshas HaTamid, and being that Parshas HaTamid is necessary to come from the tzibur, not from Yeshua. So we have Mino Yeshua, even though Yeshua, you're the leader, Karbanos can't come from your own private pocket. It has to come from the tzibur. Strange, still very, very strange. What would be the reason? That's the reason why Karbanos is after Mino of Yeshua. And as I just said, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh himself says, the Derech Efsher. So I, of course, look at others trying to understand, so why, what's an Agiyah Pas so much? Because we're going to see a Yisai Gadol for all of us in our dar. So there's a Slanim Rebbe in the Siva Shalom, Parshat Yikra, as you can see, says Yisai in every generation. And then we're going to see the Naaman and Malach, and then we'll see something. I hope you'll say this over. This is today's year is you to say over. We begin the new season. We start. We always start. It's not just the shir. It has to start with a davar tachlis. Even when he's starting a new series of shiurim, so today's shiur is going to go with that mahalach of it's going to be divrei agada, leading us into the more complicated halachas as we go forward. Says the Slana Rebbe, b'dayre shamaisha. Every generation has a mitzvah that the Torah Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants us to focus on. What was the dar of Moshe? Dar of Moshe was Torah, man Torah, and that was for really 40 years. 40 years, the Olam. We discussed the number 40. 40 is an amount of a mikvah. 40 so Chal Yisrael was in the midbar 40 years. 40 of the Mabul will read him this week, Mir Tashem. 40 days, 40 nights. There was a number of times the number 40 is mentioned in this week's parasha. 40 is the number that we find when it comes to creating or destroying and then recreating. That's what 40 is. A child gets the brainwaves after 40 days from conception. So the number 40 is found. So for 40 years, it was a zman of Tyra. Dar of Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Dardeya. Shemidasa Shemaisha is Tyra. I say Adar was Dardeya. Dar Shal Tyra. K. By Lamed Moshe Rabbeinu Tyra and Kal Yisrael. I say Hadar. That was the Olam, as we mentioned. Ba'akesha Ben Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Tyra. That's our connection. That is our relationship through Tyra. Ba'achar Kach comes now Dar Shal Yeshua. What's that? What's Dar of Yeshua? I say Mitzvah Yuchedes Avoida. Now it's to do Karbonis. That was the focus, Karbonis. How do we know that? Yidetziv, Vayavad Yisrael, Sashem Kol Yimei Yeshua, Shemi Vayavad, Lashon of Avoida, Shemi Dasa, Shal Yeshua Avoida. What's the Derech, Vaderech Liskarv, Listabi Vashem Yisbarach, Vaderech Yeshua, is per Karbonis, that the Kol Yisrael brought, whether it was in the Mishkan, whether it went into Eretz Yisrael, and then they also had the Mishkan. So therefore, Nemar, Parshis, are Karbonis, La'achar Mini Yeshua, La'ramez, Shemeata. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over his kayach, his cup to Yeshua in the 40th year. So he gives him smicha. He makes him a mosmach. Metchila derech habayit chadash. There's a new part. There's a new way to serve Hashem. The new way to serve Hashem is avoid karbanish. Chikia ma'ayla midarish shel Yeshua. And that's as we know, Torah, avoida, and then gemilas chasadim. So starting from Yeshua, it was a new focus, it was Avoida. And therefore you have Mina Yeshua, right after that you have Parshas HaKabbanis. So let's go to the Naim Elimelech. Naim Elimelech says, we are going to see that a Dar then was 40 years. I don't want to say a Dar is 40 years, but that was the when we're talking about the Dar Dea, it was a 40-year Dar, a generation. And Yeshua's was much longer than that. We are going to talk about our dar. What is our dar? What is our dar's avoidah? I don't mean avoidah's karbanis. What is it that we should focus on? Says the Naim Elimelech. He writes in this week's parasha. Parasha's not. He's talking about the dar of Nayach. Yoimru b'day roisav. It says, Nayach ish tzadik tamim hayu b'day roisav. What's b'day roisav? And he writes like this, the Baal Hashmina, the Torah is teaching us b'day roisav. Davarach, another oy davarach. It says the Naim Elimelech. There's something that this word is teaching us. In b'chol dar v'dar, in every generation, yesharish. Just something you have to work on. Mitzvah Yichad, like we just said, every generation, Moshe Rabbeinu Torah, Yeshua Avoda, Yoyser Misharmit, L'mashul v'dar hazeh. So he tells us what's our dar. What is the dar in our dar? What is it that we have to work on? The sakamitz is sittis. That's sittis. Our dar is tzitzis. Yoyser mishar mitzvahs. More than any other mitzvah is tzitzis. B'chadayim, b'chol dar v'dar, he says just what we just said. Yeish shayrish l'hachzik b'mitzvah yichad. Yoyser mishar mitzvahs. V'akasov. Comes the Torah in this week's parasha. Lashmina and shayinayach tzadik tamim. B'dayroysov. In other words, whatever was necessary for that dar, ratzalayim, b'chol dar shayichai, every generation that he was alive in, because he lived many years, that's what the Naim Elimelech saying. Nayach was misakin whatever that dar's avoida was. That's what Nayach made sure to do to the best of his ability, and he did bidai raisa. So Nayach, it's a bidai raisa. What does it mean? The mitzvah miyuchedes for his dar, whatever that was, over his lifetime. He lived hundreds of years. Over his lifetime, whatever that was necessary. What is our mitzvah yuchedes, says the Naim Elimelech? Naim Elimelech says tzitzis. what we're going to spend a few minutes on is understanding why tzitzis. So that means, and we will see, that tzitzis is not just a noyim al ha'malas dar, but it's today also. It's our mitzvah miyuchedis, and I see it, and I watch it, especially with the boys, and you see it as time goes on. Tzitzis has become something that they do wear, they don't wear, they put ball without tzitzis. Tzitzis has become something that we don't show as the proper derech eretz to. So what we are going, we also, I see when it comes to tzitzis, and we're going to have a share about how to put on a talus and how to put on tzitzis, because I watched many of the oilim, they just throw their talus on their heads. They have no idea how to do ether talus. No one knows how to put on the talus either. So I think we're going to have to tell them how to do it. So but we have to do the mitzvah miyuchedis, the tzitzis. So without spending, what? Maybe I did. I'll do it again. Because no one seems that all the people that have to here. So a few years ago. I want to do a job this morning because that's when I have everybody here. I do it Sunday morning. I'll have to say it. There's the right way. Everyone else is not here. They don't know. So we have to understand a little bit. I don't want to give a whole share on this. There's a lot to talk about why this is the mitzvah of tzitzis is now. But we are going to see that tzitzis has to do with the lev. And what does that have to do with the lev? So the next one on the sheet, you'll see the chesed la'alofen.
I think it's more boys today wearing tzitzis than you walk around the streets of Yerushalayim. Every single kid.
Oh, there, yeah. Right, there they have a tzitzis. Every single kid. Tzitzis out, but over here, a lot of the boys are not wearing tzitzis. Where they wear tzitzis, when it's when they can wear it out, they look like they're sometimes they're not. And it's become more of a look, not the mitzvah itself. So let's see. Says the, but we have to see what we're talking about when we're talking about tzitzis. So there's a chesed alofim, the Bali Yayat sort of say for chesed alofim. And he says that when you're making the bracha, the satay for tzitzis, Ichavin Barashay Tavis, what are you supposed to think? Wave. The first letter of Satik is a Lamed, first letter of Tzitzis is a Beis, wave. Okay, what does Lave have anything to do with Tzitzis? Happens to be we are going to see that there's some things about Tzitzis that are helpful for all of us. In Kabbalah, Yosef says to the brothers, Al Tirguzu Baderach. What's Al Tirguzu Baderach? So he says, Gaim, if you see, I'm meaning the Avis Arash, that's I think Rav Chaim Palaji's father, grandfather. Al Tirguzu Baderach. So Gaimra Arba Tzitzis Mavur Bimekubalim. The four tzitzis, the four corners of the baguette, Tikkun Lakas. If a person's getting angry, grab onto your tzitzis. Sheyoches Kiknav Tzitzis, Val Yidezeh. And if you grab onto your tzitzis, Yasir Hakas, man, you don't get angry. So the first little one works. You should try it. If you're getting angry, so you grab onto your tzitzis. Shekain Knaf, if you take the word Knaf, it's the gematria of Kas. That's 150. So what's Yosef giving over to his brothers? He's giving over to his brothers this inyan. Said Hanal. Don't get angry. Grab onto your tzitzis. How does he learn that out from the pasuk? He has a whole side over there. But the point is many do bring this down that the tzitzis itself is a way to get rid of Kas. On the, if you look more into Divrei Sifrei Kabbalah, I wrote on the sheet over here. Just because I want to focus on lave and kas. That's what we see here. Again, we have the lave from Lis'ati Patitis, so we have something to do with the lave. And we also have the inyan of kas, gematria of knaf. So looking at, if you look over here, you see the it says noyef ish, if you see on the next one over here, it says noyef ish chasar lave. Rotsu loyma. Koha noyef and ish, whoever is mezana with a woman, goyrim loy, nishom shu chasar lave. So now, yamashu, I'm sorry, goyrim loy ma. You're missing the lev. We find is lamed beis chutin. Our tzitzis are lamed beis chutin. Shel tzitzis. If someone's ainay nizaben, chayim. Therefore, he's bringing on noyef. Noyef is 151. Okay, so I don't want to go into all the gematrias over here. If you spell noyef without a vav, it's the gematria of samach mem aleph lamed, the malach of the satan. She nichnas belivoy, and he causes. Toast to the Eivar Ver. Basically, what he's saying is that the lay deals with Niuf, which is Nus. We say, Lissasu, Akre, Levavchem, the Akre, Enechem. Someone who's going to be careful with the Tzitzis, the Lama Beis Tzitzis, then he doesn't have to worry about it. We learned that from the Gemara. There's a story over there with the individual Tzitzis hit him in the face, and he realizes that what is he doing, and he stops from going ahead and living with a Isha, that's a Dinah. Is a Mayridik, a Belzarev on the Pasuk, if we go further in Dvarim. You come to the war, you come to capture a agency fire. The chashakama, you desire the lakat al chalish. It says Rashi. This is drush, but drush is tired. Says Rashi, you take it for an isha. Lo, I did retire. El can I get tired? The agency fire. The tire is giving you permission to marry her. Why? Because Yitzhara are taiva. Says the Belzer Rebbe, Loi is lamed aleph. Someone who doesn't have leiv, lamed beis tzitzis. He says it's lamed beis. If it's only loi, so then if you're missing your tzitzis, then it's the Yitzhara. So then you have to be afraid it's the Yitzhara. And therefore, when I, of course, you look at all this farm that speak about this again, just to show you, just to summarize what we just said, b'shas kasa, if someone's getting angry, grab onto your tzitzis. Nah, it's gematria kasa, I said. And if someone, so therefore, what should you do? The Shlomo brings it down, and others say this too. Look at the titis. We should look at our titis during the day. Don't follow your eyes. Don't follow your heart. Look at your titis many times during the day. This is all the shlot, the prat, the ace, sha'ila, ace of machshava. If you have in your mind a bad thought, again, if you're getting angry, very good to look at your tzitzis. Or, and the Chavetz Chaim brings this down too. So you're supposed to, based on what we're saying, grab all your tzitzis, grab the knaf, all the four of them. Also, look at them, and this will help you from getting upset, and getting angry. Also, what does tzitzis do? Tzitzis is connected to the leiv. This is a Gemara Masechta Saita Azoi. I hope you'll say this part over there, but we all know this Gemara because we've spoken about this Gemara numerous times as we are close to the days of Mashiach. We're going to explain why the Nayam Elimelech says that our dar is necessary to be careful with tzitzis. And maybe those are private says that's why maybe it's coming out like that. The boys, they are wearing the tzitzis. Many are, especially the at different times. But maybe as we see, tzitzis have become much more of a way to dress. It's become a dress code, maybe not for the mitzvah of tzitzis, but the look. But let's see the Gemara Masechta Saita Azoi. Gemara says like this, Bekfas of the Mashiach, we're in the days of Mashiach, chutzpah yatzvah, tremendous amount of chutzpah. That's obvious. We see that there's more chutzpah now than ever before. And chutzpah doesn't just mean the language, it means the derech eretz. There's no derech eretz. And we see that in so many different aspects of our conversations with people. It's chutzpah yazga. There's chutzpah at an all-time high. B'yayker yamir, inflation. We see that. So we don't have to talk much about that. Agef and tachas, period, v'ayam b'yayker. Wine is very expensive, and wine has become so necessary in everyone's lives. U'malchus tapak l'minus. And those that are leading are going to turn to minus. That's a discussion on its own. What does that mean, tapak l'minus? But right now, we're not going to talk about that. You can't give mussar anymore, as we see. You give mussar, and then they don't listen, or they just say, you're not better than me. And the last one is beis vad yelus nus. The beis hamedrash has become a makam of znus. Obviously, what does that mean? What does it mean, yelus nus? So many different discussions all about what does that mean. But whatever it means, without going into the details today, if that's what's happening in the days of Mashiach, what do we say? How do we get away from bad thoughts? How do we get away from... It's tzitzis. Therefore, we understand why this dar's need is to focus on tzitzis. Because what do we just say? Tzitzis, the lave, gets rid of the loisa surach relevachim. If we're careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we make sure that our tzitzis are clean, as many do say, making sure that we when it's tzitzis, it's interesting. Our shirts will change all the time. Our undershirts, our tzitzis, I don't know, once in a blue moon, we'll buy a new pair of tzitzis. Or now, talis is discussion. Should you wear the same talis that... And many of the Hasidic rabbis did. They would wear the same talis that the tears were, and if they did a bris, and there was maybe dam on it. That's all, we'll have a share, a different discussion about that at a different time. I actually had in yesterday's blah, when they're walking in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Gemara says, it was dam on the ground, on the floor, and the clothes were getting dirty and getting bloody. So the Gemara says, how they walk around like that? So the Gemara says, that Enoch Nami made to lift it up. The Gemara says, you can't lift up the begadim. Either way, this is some cipher. Some cipher, this stuff is... This whole idea that what would be wrong with walking with blood? That's blood was a mitzvah. It's only a bezayin when you're dirty from something. It's like, for example, I mean, this is a separate shir. It's not for now, but over Yontif, I did spend some time on this. Let's say a shaykhid, and he just finished his shkita and he has blood. Does he have to change his clothes or he could daven like that? So many says, what does he have to change his clothes for? That's how he He did it. He just did his mitzvah. He did a mitzvah of shechita. That's how he could daven like that. Someone who is obviously these questions come up with doctors, with nurses. They have to change. They don't have to change. So many of the questions focus on that Gemara. They all, because some sefer does say that. What do you mean? This is a mitzvah. What would be wrong with walking in the blood in the base of English? So I'm dirty with blood, but that's Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care what you look like. I'm doing a mitzvah now. I am bloodied from this. So as we see by Shaifer, if you have a bris milah on the day of the on Yom Kippur, or keep the blood or the Shaifer. I'm sorry, Rosh Hashanah, keep the blood on the Shaifer. And there's a lot of times where we do find that was the way that they were oibis. Now you could ask a lot of questions because in the Beis Hamikdash with the Haitzas, with the Trumas Hadashim, that to change your clothing. Let's Hashem, you'll see it comes up very often. We'll discuss it in a separate shir. They find the sefer that goes pages and pages on different times when we do mitzvahs and we're dirty because of the mitzvah. Do we have to go ahead and change our clothing? Or no, we were doing a mitzvah. This is how we were building the sukkah, and now we're dirty for building or taking down the sukkah. And now we're going to shul. Okay, but the dirt is because I was building the sukkah. So maybe I'm showing you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, look what I'm doing. This is how I did the mitzvah of building the sukkah. I'm dusty, I'm dirty. So all of these are interesting questions, and that focuses on the inyan of tzitzis also, but when you should buy new tzitzis or not. But definitely, I saw many svarim say that we should, when our tzitzis are dirty, don't walk around with it. That shows you're not careful. If you wouldn't walk around with a dirty shirt, so why are we walking around with tzitzis that are brown? We should be walking around with tzitzis that are clean. Our beged should be clean. Even though we don't see maybe the beggar, we're not wearing it on the outside, but there's still an Indian of Zek Haley Bambe. Smyra Dikapshat, I saw in the Sefer, this next Sefer over here, Yasef. What did she grab onto? She grabbed onto, what's she grabbing onto? What do we see from what we just said? Tzitzis keeps away the taiva of Znos. Because Leib, like the Surakwe Levachim, the Lama based Tzitzis, the Lavan of the Tzitzis helps. The Knav keeps away the Kas. So what does she do? She grabs the Tzitzis. So he wants to say, he brings a raya from what we said. Al Oisei Talmud, there was this Talmud that was about to be Mizana, comes a Tzitzis and typical Dal Tzitzis Al Panav. But his Biseu be big day. So what did she try to remove? She tried to remove his Tzitzis. Because if Yosef's not wearing his Tzitzis, he doesn't have the shield from the Taiva of Znos. So about his Biseu be big day, he says, is Lahasir Tzitzatze She'em Anich and Oisei Labra Aver. In his Yare, she was afraid. So therefore, what does Yosef do? He runs outside. He leaves it behind. Yinami, what's another pshat? He says, we just said, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Same idea. Because of the beggar. Oh, Azayanis, he has to run away. It's a shame. There's nothing to be making of. But either way, it's because of tzitzis. Either she's grabbing the tzitzis off him. Oh, Yosef's not wearing tzitzis. Or it's because he wasn't wearing, not this himself, because he wasn't wearing tzitzis at that time. So then she was able to try to convince him to be Mizan. So being that tzitzis is such a sight in today's generation, and wearing a shear of tzitzis, that's also something that we don't find the boys with tzitzis, but you have to know what's the shear of the right shear of tzitzis, whether it should be 18, 24, 26, covering your body, especially our younger kids, what size of tzitzis. But we should put a stress on tzitzis and the beged of tzitzis, and at least we should try to wear wool tzitzis if we could. We already have shear about this. I don't want to return to that. But being that we're heading into Rosh Chodesh, and that's where the rest of the shear is going to focus on, so Amara Dikat Su Pesach Frank, what's the reason why you're supposed to look at your tzitzis after, if the focus is on tzitzis, we should do everything we're supposed to do with tzitzis. One of the minhagim that is found is after Kiddush Levana is to look at your tzitzis. Why? Number four, V'shamati tam al minik shemetinas tzitzit man Kiddush Levana. Yishom shebekiddush Levana anu aimrim. What do we say v'yara Levana karachama? And when the Levana is going to be like the Chama, we're going to be chayv in tzitzis also at night. So we're looking at our tzitzis because there's a mitzvah of tzitzis bizman of the days of Mashiach when the levana is going to be the same size as the chama. We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should come to that day already when we have a mitzvah of tzitzis, even balayla, the ruisem eisai, even balayla. So yesterday I briefly mentioned the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, and I over the summer saw it in the Sefer Leivari a new pshat. We're heading into Rosh Chodesh. We should know what we're davening. What are the words that we're saying? So we're going to learn quickly the Gemara Masechta Chulin. Vayasa l'kim ha'shnei ma'aris ha'gdolim. Pasuk says they were equal. It says two. Two, whenever it says two, it means they were the same size. Then we have another pasuk. It's ha'amor ha'gadol v'samor ha'katan. Same pasuk, but it's a stira. It was a larger one and smaller. So Gemara now explains how do you answer the stira in the pasuk. Amra, so the moon says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the malach, Rabbanu Shalom. Efshel l'shnei malachim sh'sham sh'kasechet. We're both the same. You can't have two kings. Amar Allah, Hashem says, good, you're right. L'chin ma'anatz, go make yourself smaller. Amar l'fadu Rabbanu Shalom. It's not fair. I said something right. I'm the one. I'm I. It's Atzmi. I'm my Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Maybe you kapar alai. Shemiyate seirech. I have to bring a carbon. What's the carbon? The carbon of Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, you bring a pashup shot in the Gemara. Bring a carbon car Kaddish Baruch Hu, which everyone tries to answer. What does that mean? Hashem didn't do anything wrong. The mal comes and says it's not fair. Hashem says, okay, it's not fair. So you go and make yourself smaller. Who should be smaller? The son? Why should the son be smaller? You're the one who's complaining. So our Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you're right. Okay, you're right, so you're going to bring a carbon. Now let's just see. By the Dharma of Shemelakish, Manishtan is Sarah Shavash Chedish. By the Sarah Shavash Chedish, Shinem Boy Lashem. Seer Ezim Echad Lachatis Lashem. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Lashem. We're bringing a carbon. So on Wednesday and Thursday, when we're going to be davening Shavash, the carbon, according to Pashup Shad in the Gemara, Kapara Al Shemiyat Yisrael. Hashem saying, I'm wrong. I should not have made the moon smaller. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's how everybody learns Pashup Shad in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, what's Hashem bringing carbonus for? You don't put anything wrong. It has to be this way. You can't have the sun and the moon being the same size. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it at the same size to start the world? It's a really good question.
But bringing carbon themselves.
What?
Bringing carbon themselves.
No, the Kohen bring the carbon, right? The Kohen bring the carbon for Hashem. Hashem needs to bring the carbon. So the Kohen bring the carbon because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller. And the moon is right. So then if the moon is right, why does Hashem make it smaller? So there's a lot we can talk about. You can go a whole share on this. Because it's fascinating. But I one safer because the island's gonna help me out, because I had a tzarchi and gadol in our tefillah and what we're gonna say on Rosh Chodesh. But just a different take on this. A different take is in the Sefer Lev Aryeh. And in the Sefer Lev Aryeh, just briefly to go through this, he asks these questions and he does add, well, just to start off with, he says, Amayas asks me, Niskasham Parsh, Laman Shaili. Even the Tzarek Lamayit Echemen, one of them has to, the moon comes to Hashem and says, it's not fair. So what do you expect? Like I just told you, what do you expect? Hashem should make the sun smaller? The sun's not complaining. The moon's complaining. The moon is saying, it's not fair. How could I be the same as the sun? So in came Machaz, it's the Damach Didach Samatvei. So the Tiritu, so the Teretz that he brings down over here, the Sheilosai Hoya, the moon was asking like this, Mara, not opposite. Hashem, why don't you make the sun larger? No, I'm willing to stay the way I am. But why don't you make the sun give off more light? Or make it a larger, make it look larger. It brings a Rosh Chodesh. Oh, it's a good child of him. The moon is not complaining that go ahead and make the sun smaller. Make the sun larger. So look at a Mara Dikab Shadi says, so why didn't Hashem listen? It's partial deity. The Be'emes ain't Hachanami. Look at this pshat. The emes at the beginning of the Bria, the sun was much larger than the moon. What happens? Adam sins. The Ar Haganas is taken away. What's the Ar Haganas? Is the Ar, the sun was giving off a lot more light. Hashem is memayit the Chama. So Eina Chanami, when Hashem created the world, this Chama was larger than the Levana. It was. Hashem now has made the Chama smaller. Oh, now that the Chama is smaller, the moon says, but it's not fair. Make the sun back to being larger. So he said, so look what he says as I the Bamas Khazabriha Marsham is Gagamayar. Rak Nignas are old, they kill Kaladaris. Bayalakim Sarkitai, Bayavlakim, Raya, Shane Ailam Ralika. Gonzu Litzadikim Lasalavai. So Hashem saw the world's not right for it, whether it was because of Adam or whether it's because some learn it's because of Adam, not either way. But this Baruch Hu said that I'm holding back this art. Khen Shuv, how can I make the Chama larger when I made it smaller? He kvar nikza bala picha chamasai is bar shir erich marachama. Kifi ketzav shir roi l'arach adam l'daris island. The isem is a shuvain island roi l'kach. We're not right for the sun to be that size. Oh, so Hashem says, I have no choice. I have to be my levana. Okay, what's going to happen? Lasalavet, the cham is going to be back to the original plan of Hashem. What's the levana going to be? The levana is going to be like a chama, because that's real. Because that was originally the size of the levana. Hashem zachar daris nem v'ra levana kechara chama v'ra chama yishebei. It's going to go be much larger. Oh, Maridik now. Who's bringing the carbon? Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that the moon is not happy. Amar, Yisrael, Hevi Kapara Olai. What's the Hevi Kapara Olai? Hevi Kap Shemiyati Yisrael. It's Kal Yisrael's fault. Why is the moon smaller? Really, the moon should be larger. Why isn't the moon larger? Only because the sun had to be smaller. Why is this sun smaller? Because we're not right. We're not right to have that sun. If we would be right to have that sun, the moon can go back to being the size that it should really be. So when we're bringing the carbon, we're bringing the carbon because of our averus. Our averus are not letting the moon go to the size that it should really be because the chama can't be the size that it should be. So he says, Lefishim, Ayisim, Sagna, same way it's Sarach, Lemira, Rak, Shetisha, we're still in the same place. Arachama, Tagdu, Ka'ar, Shemisim, Aberations, Kmashai, lost it. That's what it should be, like it was at the beginning. Kishay Yiskin, Chait, Anari, well, going to be Misak, Chait of Adamarishan. Yisama, there's Kane, Niskin, Lurois. So that's a noob shot. Al Shemiyatzi, Asareach, Enachanami, but who's Hevi, Kapara, Alai? What's the Alai? It's not Alai, it's not for Hashem. It's because of Klal Yisrael that it's our fault that the moon is smaller. So therefore we daven that the moon should go back to the Psi Pesach Frank. We're looking at it. What are we davening for? And we want that the Levana should be like the Chama. If the Levana is like the Chama, so then we'll be in the days of Mashiach. We'll be in the days of Mashiach. We'll have a mitzvah of tzitzis even balayla because it should have been that it should have been tzitzis by night too. Why should it have been tzitzis at night? Because originally that was the plan, that the chama and the chama is going to be much larger, and the levana was going to have its own light. So let's go here, let's turn over, and we're going, Adam's going to help me out over here. There's different ischayas in the way we daven, but first we're going to see some, what we're supposed to have in mind when we're saying the words in tefillah. So we say like this, Rosh Sheikh, Ad Sheikh, Ad Dekri V'Elo Ad Hashem, Rosh Chodesh would bring a carbon Hashem. In Muslim, what do we say? This you have to say over. Do me a favor, this next shtick over here, because I'm sure none of you heard of this, and it's different with Dibri Agada that you never heard of. I said this over in the summer to the Hasidim, on a high, so I hope that will be on a high too. Rosh Sheikh Ad Sheikh, Ad Dekri V'Elo Hashem. In Muslim, we say, Nismach kulan. We're all going to be happy by Rosh Chodesh. Zen nusach miyuchad she'ena mitziyim b'tfilas Moshe. We don't find this anywhere else. Why? Again, good trivia. We don't find any other time we say avoid this base hamidrash nismach kulan except for Rosh Chodesh. Except for Rosh Chodesh. And Adam, I'm going to say it Wednesday, Thursday, mitzvah. Another question they asked of Chaim Kanievsky. So this was also asked. It says we know this pasuk. Spoke about this pasuk years ago. Mashiach's going to come every month. Me they shout that they call us. We're all going to go daven in front of the Beis Hamikdash. Frank, the question is it possible that every Shabbos we're going to go to the Beis Hamikdash? You ever hear it? How's that possible? Right? This is what it says. We're going to go every month and every Shabbos to the Beis Hamikdash. We're not going to live. We're not all going to live in the vicinity of the Beis Hamikdash. We'll live in Eretz Yisrael if you want. If you don't, you don't have to live there. But every week you're going to go? So Reb Chaim, in his words, says, look at the Medrash. So I look at the Medrash, and then I find the Sefer, who explains the Medrash. Reb Chaim doesn't really explain. That's the Reb Chaim, the Olam notes. Let's look at this Medrash. And again, the Olam is going to see a new pshat in our tefillah, Rosh Chodesh, and I hope just the pshat itself will make you happy. So when you're going to say, Vavoy, this Beis HaMedrash, Nismach Kulanu, the Olam itself, you'll be happy because of the Dvar Torah. So let's learn the Medrash. Medrash says like this. Medrash asked the Kasha, found the Medrash. But I searched for the Medrash. How's it shaykh? Mamish Medrash, the same question that they asked Chaim Kanievsky, it's a Medrash. Amar Rab Levi, look at what Rab Levi says. I see the Yushalayim, Lias Keretzel. Yushalayim is going to be like Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is going to be like the rest of the world. So we'll be living wherever we're living. Eretz Yisrael is going to become larger. Hey, Chimban, how you practice the Medrash? How are you going to come to Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos in Saif Island? Eloha oven bun, they're going to be clouds. B'tayin Yisrael, we're going to get on the clouds. We may be in Yisrael Yushalayim, we're going to go to Yushalayim. They mispal and Shamba Baker. I'm going to dive in there on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos. Ushanavi Mikalson, and therefore that's a shout in the pasuk. Climber, I found a Sefer, and you can look at the Sefer of Goel Al-Karif, and a different Sefer I found in. He explains Mari Dikabshad. Climber, read along with me here. Hapasik Mitar, Mayikra. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. What Shabbos is going to look like? So look at this, because this Sefer, he's very good painting a picture. We're going to have Suda Shabbos. We're going to sleep on Shabbos. We're going to do that in B'nai Brak. In the morning, Shabbos morning, Shabbos morning, Spal Shachris, I'm going to finish Shachris. We're going to finish Kriya Satayra. We're going to wait outside Shul. We're going to get these large clouds. Ananim Gedolim. Sheyichu Aysam, it should be right away. Special. We're going to have a special. Sheyichu Aysam, a special Yerushalayim. We're going to have a special cloud taking us directly to Yerushalayim. I Tchum Shabbos, no problem, because there's no Tchum Lamalam Yud. Lagavi Tchum Shabbos, Shabbat, they say, Shenis Tchum Lamalam Yud. Shom this follow Musaf, we're going to go to the Makkah Reis, we got to have Musaf. Right, we're going to have Musaf in the base of English. Zaha Kach, we're going to get back on the clouds, and we're going to go to Be'er Shava, Demona, Bnei Brak, Tekhtev Tikva, and then we're going to have a Suda Shabbos. Comes out. On the Yom Tovim, not everyone went to the Oyla Regal. Why not? Because we know there's rules about who's Oyla Regal. Sheyesh din la'loi, zikenim don't go, chaylim don't go, and many are potter, they can't walk. Kiven shein chaylim la'loch b'regel. But Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, we're going to have a special transportation. We're going to have Yavoy al-Anonim. Av heim, everyone's going to come to the Isla, to the base of English and Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Oh, Zuash, now we married the Kipshad in the Pasuk. Yavoy chol basar. Comes to Rosh Chodesh, what does the Pasuk say? Chol basar is going to come. Heim, when it comes to Tzvilas Rosh Chodesh, nismach kulanu. It is going to be kulanu, because that you don't have on a yontif. Shiyaf Shalomer al Shalash Shagom. Shalash Shagom, it's not Kulan. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be Mamish Kulan. Rav Chaim was Miramis to this measure, so that's how I
know that. Why are the clouds available for Shalash Shagom?
They're not available for Shalash Shagom. Shalash Shagom is going to be different. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is going to be greater. Rosh Chodesh is what we're saying. Rosh Chodesh, the Levana is going to get back this light. It's going to be a great Yontif, like beginning of the world. Shabbos obviously is greater than the Yom Tov, and we know that. So for Shabbos, which is greater than Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, which is going to go back to the beginning of the Bria Sayyam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. So we're going to have a special every Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. We're going to go to Yerushalayim on the Ananim, and we're going to go back home. It's a medrash. Maybe they can carry drones, right? Maybe we have drones, eagles. But it's not, Reb Chaim said, look at the medrash psikta. So it's not like I just found some sefer. Reb Chaim says this is what's going to happen. I just found the sefer because I didn't know exactly how to bring it out in the right way, but this sefer does it for me. Anyway, let's go to Avishaila. There's no tarot to this question. Maybe there is. I did some research by asking in Hagim, but there's a B'nai Yisoskar. The B'nai Yisoskar is in Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, so if you had a siddur, everyone knows these words anyway by heart, but we are going to say it's Mizbeach Chodosh, V'oilat Rosh Chodesh Na'le Olov. What's the next words? Very good. Siriism, right? Correct. Look at the B'nai Yisrael. It doesn't make any sense. Sarchi and Gadol. Yesus Bainim. Lama Prate O'ilus. Why on Rosh Chodesh only talk about O'ilus? O'ilus Rosh Chodesh Na'al Olav. Harei Gam Chattas Hayyab Musabim. There was Chattas also on Rosh Chodesh. Uwe Prat Shayim, especially in the Nusach of Rosh Chodesh Davening, we say this Musaf Yoyim Rosh Chodesh Hazeh Na'asev and Akriv. Harei, we talk about all the Karmi Musaf. So, one sec. One more time. B'nai Yisrael says that in Musaf, we're going to say in Rosh Chodesh, the Olam told me the next few words. Siriism? Right, what's Siriism? Chattas. So how could the Bnei Yisrael say we don't talk about Chattas? We talk about Chattas. Siriism, Asav Ratzon. You're going to bring the Siriism. Siriism is a Chattas. So again, there's an Olam Rosh Chodesh and there's a Siriism. So you don't mention, we do mention it. He's only talking about the Rosh Chodesh. Later on, we say that's Musaf Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. That includes the Musaf. Well, look at his teretz and the oil. It doesn't make any sense. I asked this question. No, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I found, Baruch Hashem. I found one sefer, but the sefer doesn't say Tzarechi and Gadol. He says, like, maybe we'll give a teretz based on everything that we said today, and we'll put this in our sefer, Mit Hashem, and we'll put this in the sefer one day. So, Zakta B'nai Yisoskar, look what he, first of all, why he says, based on the rest of our Shia. What did we just say? We said that in the when Mashiach comes, the Levana is going to be the same size as the Chama, right? The Levana is going to be the same. Why do we bring the Chattas now? We only bring the Chattas because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller. That's what we said, the moon smaller. We're bringing the Chattas. What happens in the days of Mashiach? The Levana is going to be like the Chama. If the Levana is going to be like the Chama, do we need to bring a carbon Chattas anymore? We don't need a carbon Chattas. As the B'nai Yisoskar. So therefore, when we're davening Musaf, we see it. So what do we say? When Mashiach comes, the oil is Nale Olav. It's going to be on there. There's not going to be any need for a chattas. Oh, but it's still shver. My kasha, what do you mean? We do say, series is not Sivaratzim. It is not Sivaratzim. So we do talk about it. How can you say we don't say about it in our Musar? I understand. Great. Mashiach comes, we don't need a chatas anymore. So Rabbi Say, you tell me what you think. Maybe this is a pshat. So what did I do? I found this kasha in the sefer. Turn over the sheet. In the sefer Naim Gadin says, well, from Riyata, he brings the B'nai Yisrael down.
It doesn't mention the word Ayla.
Okay, but what's very good?
It could be once Mashiach comes, we won't have to bring a tzaddik.
Oh, very good. That's our tzaddik. Very good. The way we're learning, it's very good. Right, that could be our tzaddik. And I did find something very good. So it's Mari Dikab Shatim. But the question is, he doesn't say it. So this sefer, right, you see, that's my kasha. You say it. So he brings, he is teretiz, is that maybe the B'nai Yisus had a different nusach in tefillah. I don't know, Shmuel Yabir, that they had a different nusach in musach. I asked Munka in the summer, so what I did, I asked Munka Chachasidu, because they told me the Siddur has it inside it. Told me that's an inside. So they told me they did. They make phone calls while I was telling them this, and they went and made the phone calls, and they said, no, it says an inside. So I don't know. But the way Avrami's saying this is that's the way we're learning. It's my reading then. What's Nasa V'Ratzen? What's Ratzen mean? Ratzen is Ratzen Hashem. Now we're bringing the Chatos the way we're learning today, Shir, because of the Averis that we are doing. So we're not letting the moon be the size of what it should really be. But once Mashiach comes, then it's going to be a Ratzen Hashem. Because that's what carbon Hashem wants. Now Hashem doesn't want the carbon. So it's Maradik Apshad and Atfilo. Usir is, it's a not, the oil is not, is going to be done like an oil. Usir is, and Nas is only going to be done, but then it'll be done Baratzen Hashem. Now it's not Baratzen Hashem. And that's, if you look at the second column over here, he doesn't answer that as a Teretz. He just learns his Pshad. He found the Sefer, or in the Sefer Pasha Sab. And he says that in Echnami, Masha Shemati brings a Gaba Rabba, second column, Mipich Vedecha, Dinishtana, Musav Rashkaida, Shnem, Mipich Vedecha, Yosem, Misha, Masafa, what's Mipich Vedecha? So he goes into what we just said, the Mipich Vedecha is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Shemi, Atasiyas HaReach. The Mali Makar Karsavike goes into the whole idea of what he tries to mention this rotten part that we just said. Once you're focusing on the words that we are going to say in the Rosh Chodesh, it's interesting. We do talk about the carbon tamid, right? So we say v'rashay chachem. We say tzav zani sol carbon tamid. Ubi'ay ma Shabbos, and then we get to v'rashay chachem. It's interesting when it talks about Shabbos, it doesn't say takrivu. Another good trivia question. All the other carbon says takrivu. Ubi'ay ma Shabbos shneiklatim neishanatim yimim v'shayasoinim sayas v'chavu l'shem neskay oil Shabbos ratayel shdomim neskay. Doesn't say the word takrivu. Every carbon says takrivu. So I found in my redik yisoy. It's, the Rekeach brings this down, and many say that on Shabbos, let's go back. Shabbos is greater than all the Yom Tovim. Shabbos, you not really do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The Torah didn't want to write the word Takrivu. Look at this Chiddush that I found over there. Maridik Chiddush, Chiddush says as a Rabbi Vigder, one of the Bali Taisis. It was many, many years ago. They printed this out. Now you can find it printed. Shekein L'chari Yeshmakom Daim Lashon Pazmalenu. Shabbay Nema Rak, V'yom Am Second Column, V'yom Am Shabbos, Shnechvatsim. Well, I never Takrivu. It doesn't say tasu. By all the other karbanas, takrivu. The gabi tamin shel shachis leinitul lalosh nasiya v'loy akrava first column v'loy magi deyadam im haya yachal yis v'loy adam. If it could have been done without a person, it would have been better. It shouldn't be chil shabbos. The Torah doesn't want to say takrivu because it's like saying be makrivit. It would have been better that you don't be makrivit. You don't have a choice. Look at what I found in the rekeach over nebuchal karbanas nam tasu takrivu v'shabbos same thing. The only ones who brought the karbanos on Shabbos were elderly kaihanim and chasidim. They shouldn't have enough from the fire. I'm not sure exactly what that means because the elderly people need fire. They're cold usually. But he's saying we have to bring karbanos. Don't do it. If it was up to me, Hashem says I don't want you to do it. But you have to do it. So it doesn't say the word takrivu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that there should be hana from the esh that they were making on the esh. Also, they created the fire on Shabbos, so they chose kahanim, zakenim. I'm not sure exactly the zakenim part, the chasidim, I understand. I found over here, Meir Dikab Shat, as we end this year, it says, as karbon ilachmi l'ishai, once again, we'll be saying these words, tishmeru lahakrav li. What's the mayade? What's that word mayade? Mayadik chsam seifer. Amar chsam seifer. The Hashem says, the whole world is mine. Your kabbanis are mine too. Lach mi shali. Ishai shali. Reich Nikayach Shli. What can you give me? Hashem says, there's nothing you can give me. Says the Mayor de Chassam Seifer. He said the Chassam Seifer yesterday, it's not the Chassam Seifer today. Rak is the Hashmira al Hazman. The only thing you can give me, Hashem says, is time. He adavar ha-yachid, yachid, you can give to Hashem. How, that's, as carbony, lachmi, it's mine. Li'isha is mine. Reach nichaychi, it's all mine. You know what Hashem wants? Tishmru, what should you be careful with? You know what you can give to me? Your time. Make sure you utilize your time properly. Give your time to Hashem. That's the words, Mayada. The only thing Hashem says you can give to me is time. That's what you can give to me. I did find also in one more pshat over there, Mayor Digim Shad, in the that has really to do with Torah. We started with Torah and how we just finished Simchas Torah. So we just finished Simchas Torah. I want to share with you, therefore, a Mayor Digim Shad and Chalav and why. What does milk have anything to do? We talked about Lev. We talked about Lavan. But just to share with you, the Pasuk says on the Yom HaShabbos, there are those that say that why do you have to stand up for an elderly person? Not because of the Tam Chacham, but they kept Shabbos. If they did keep Shabbos, the Sefer Torah Zuyil says they kept Shabbos, and therefore that's the reason why you have to stand up for them. But let me end off with a Mayor Dikim Pshat I saw. Really is a Pshat in Shavuos, but I can't wait till Shavuos to follow on this. The Indian of why you have milk, it's on Shavuos, it's Matan Torah. So it says, all fruits, whether you eat it or not, let's say you have an apple tree. So the apple's full, you don't eat it, right? The apple's now season for apples. So next week you'll have apples too. And they'll rot, now you get new ones. Chalav, milk is the only thing that if you don't eat, if a woman is nursing and she does, and the baby doesn't nurse, so then she's going to dry up. She's not going to have any milk. You can't say, okay, let me wait a day. Chalav, the child will have it tomorrow. If the child doesn't continue to nurse, the woman's going to dry up. That's tired. Tired is like that. You can't say, I'm going to learn tomorrow. Let me wait a day. Therefore, you eat chalav. Remember the message of the chalav. If you don't have chalav one day, then you're not going to have chalav. If you don't have tired one day, then you're not going to have tired going forward. And that's the Indian. A new reason. I saw a pillar client. I saw that reason. So we just finished Simchas Torah. There's an Indian even on Simchas Torah to have the chalav. What's the Indian? The chalav to realize that we can't go one day without chalav.